This is Morning Edition. I'm Ryan Denham. The Bloomington, Indiana-based Heartland Trio takes inspiration from garage rock and elements of groove and rock music. The three members of the jazz combo are currently students in the prestigious School of Music at Indiana University. GLT's John Norton caught up with band founder and bassist Hannah Marks via Skype, ahead of the group's performance at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow. Her introduction to playing music had spiritual beginnings.
It sort of happened by accident, but when I was in eighth grade, I ended up joining my church band, and my church band played a casual Saturday night service, and I ended up being in it for 5 years. And it was sort of a bluegrass, folky praise band type of thing.
Ah, so I'm guessing Poor Wayfaring Stranger, which you covered on this brand new album called Year One, I'm guessing the song has been part of your life for many years?
Oh, yes. That's probably the song I've been involved with for the longest time. I think it's my favorite song of all time.
Even people that don't know folk music know Poor Wayfaring Stranger, probably.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a very unique interpretation of the song on the album.
Well,
so,
I wanted to ask you about that. You arranged a very catchy, popular song in a way that's almost unrecognizable.
Right? Yeah.
Why?
Well, I've been playing this song for so long, and the iteration I brought into the trio was sort of closer to what I had done with my church band for a long time. I mean, we played that song like every show for the past year and a half, and it's just been breaking down more and more and more. We're so comfortable with the melody now that we're just kind of improvising around the melody, and it's a lot less structured than it used to be.
What does that do for you as an artist to break something down where it's almost unrecognizable?
You know, I think it's really freeing. We've been working on as a band, you know, some of our things, you know, our songs are pretty highly arranged, but some aren't. And this is one of the few that, you know, we're just trying to create something new every time we play it. And try not to necessarily go back to the same space we've been in before. So I think the album recording actually turned out pretty magical on this one.
Yeah. Hearing the songs and the way they're arranged on the album and the way you produce them, is atonal classical music part of your background as well?
For me, yes. I think we have like a wide range of influences as a group, but I've been learning more and more about it in the past year. I studied a little bit of classical composition on the side this year, and so I'm interested in it. I've only touched the surface.
Is that factoring into your music right now?
My new stuff, yes. I just wrote, this is not on the album, but I just wrote a piece that was almost like a through composed, like atonal punk piece.
Ooh.
With some spoken word and screaming, and that was really influenced by my classical, believe it or not, my classical composition studies this year. So
atonal punk music, I want to hear that.
Yeah. I'll pass it along.
Yeah, okay. Listening to the music of the Heartland Trio out of Bloomington, Indiana. The album is called Year One. It's their debut. Founder and bassist Hannah Marks joins us via Skype here on GLT Sound Ideas. You say in your press material that the band adopts elements of garage rock.
That's been a huge influence of mine for the past 10 years, I think. And I think we were just really inspired by the process of garage rock musicians. And just, we really wanted to have a band. So we weren't just playing pickup gigs and not rehearsing. I mean, that's sometimes a trap jazz musicians fall into because we're always on the go and kind of throw music at people. But we really spent a year rehearsing regularly and workshopping music together. So I think that was sort of the garage rock process where we were bringing in scraps and working on songs together as a band.